space, but honestly, I mean, I don't know that I ever felt like it was a 100% lock, and I think probably more than anything else, just because my brain doesn't operate very well that way. I think it's easier for me to kind of leave a little bit of room for doubt, so that if it didn't happen this year or it didn't happen for a couple of years, I think it would have been something that was a lot easier for me to deal with that way.
Yeah, Tom, voters have made it pretty clear what they feel about players who took chemical shortcuts. Two questions. First of all, how does it feel to get through your career and perform at the level you did without doing that? And then secondly, do you have any general thoughts about the situation and players who probably did or definitely did use steroids not being it?
You know, my standard answer to that first part is there something about me physically that makes you believe I didn't do anything? What are you getting at? I guess that from my standpoint, it makes me that much more proud of what I was able to accomplish without any of that suspicion. And knowing that guys that we were competing with were doing some of those things, which certainly didn't make our job any harder. Yeah, but again, I think that as much as you get asked that question, I honestly believe that from our standpoint, I talk to myself and Greg and John and guys that I were around, I think it was the kind of thing that we didn't really think too much about what everybody else was doing. It was more about, okay, how are we going to continue to win games and how are we going to continue to do our thing? So, I mean, I think that was the focus of what we did, and I think, again, at the end of the day, it makes us that much more proud of what we were able to accomplish given all that. As far as, you know, guys that there are suspicion of, I don't know. I mean, I get the way the vote has gone on those guys. I certainly understand that. I guess the big question that everybody asks is, well, will any of these guys ever get in? I don't know. I mean, you know, I think, again, I don't want to start distinguishing between guys and whatever, but, you know, some of those guys put up some of the greatest numbers that you'll ever see in the history of the game. And you know, I think there are some people out there that will probably continue to give them more and more support. But, you know, for now, I think a message has been sent pretty loud and clear that at this given time or in the short term, those guys are going to be treated a little bit differently. And you know, I certainly don't fault anybody for that. And I guess I watch with as much curiosity as anybody else as to how ultimately it's all going to be dealt with and how it's all going to unfold. Chris.
Tom, you talked about the beginning of your career was holding on, surviving, hoping you would get the ball 5 days later. Was there a time that you now remember where you go, I'm here, I can do this, and then everything else sort of comes into play?
Probably. I mean, I come back from my 17 loss season, and my next year was actually pretty good. And then I did, like so many young players do, my third year I kind of went backwards again, you know. And I think that was, you know, the hardest thing to me, in my mind, to accomplish as a baseball player was that consistency level. I mean, it's hard to get there, you know, and that's why people will tell you that it's harder to stay in the big leagues than it is to get to the big leagues. Because now, once you get here, well, you got to find a way to do it and do it often. And so to me, that was the hardest step to take. But, you know, I think probably the thing that made me start to believe more than anything else was whatever winter it was that, you know, all those rumors were going on that I was going to be traded and traded to the Red Sox. And you know, I remember getting a call from Bobby at the time when Bobby was the general manager. And he called me and said, look, we're not trading you, you know. And so we'll be done with it and, you know, get ready for spring training. And you know, I think those are the kinds of things that as a player that – calm you down a little bit, calm your nerves a little bit, and really kind of get you that feeling of, okay, hey, somebody believes in me, somebody wants me here, whatever, and you know, you start to go with it. So, you know, that for me was certainly a big step. And then, you know, obviously just the continuation of trying to figure out my mechanics and get to the point where I could repeat them as often as possible. But, you know, like I've said so many times, figuring out how to throw a changeup in 1991 certainly didn't hurt things either. So,
Paul, congratulations.
Thank you.
Was the durable? You know, you a lot of.